If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. You can also hear us on any podcast platform that happens to be your favorite. At least most podcast platforms. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also connect to the podcast platform. Well, today is Monday, and as we do every single Monday, we listen to the homily from a previous week. This comes to us from the second Sunday of Advent, and we're talking about the powerful reality of John the Baptist, how when he arrives on the scene, we see a major change in the timeline of God for those 40 years. And then we see what happens next. So this is a powerful time in our history. Let's switch over to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. This is from the 4 o'clock p.m. Mass, where we talk about the gospel about John and the introduction of John to the world as indicated to us from Mark. Anytime you see a major event that may occur, and it seems like it all happened all at once, and then all of a sudden you realize or you come to learn that there is a history behind it. And with that history, that it was just like a series of dominoes that came together, and eventually this whole thing happened all at once. Well, we see some of that kind of in the story of John the Baptist, because first of all, we have to look at is he's coming and he's preaching these words of prepare the way of the Lord and make straight your paths. And it says right there, it comes from Isaiah. It comes from the part of Isaiah that was originally preached around the turn of the 8th century to the 7th century. He was preaching to Judah. Israel, the northern kingdom at the time, had just fallen to the Assyrians about 50 years earlier. And so Judah is in shock. And Isaiah is preaching to them and preaching these words, but he's also speaking not only of that particular time, but he's also speaking of this time that John the Baptist is speaking. And he gives us an important lesson. God's promises always come true, but they always come true in God's time. Now we see that whole set of time from like 700 BC all the way to the time of John the Baptist. And all of a sudden, he's coming up and he's starting to preach. He's beginning, as I've explained before, a little bit of time there that lasts about 40 years. And in that 40-year period, there will be a radical change, one of the major revolutions of the world. You will see John the Baptist come. All of a sudden, Jesus comes. We eventually see his death and resurrection and a complete change in how we understand who we are as human beings as they go out, the apostles, go out and preach Jesus' message of eternal life. As Jesus has ascended, the Holy Spirit comes upon the apostles. And then you're also seeing a change in the world to such a point that actually this happens under the reign of Tiberius Caesar. The next emperor is Caligula, and then we go, I think, a few more, and then Nero. So we see what ultimately will become just very slightly the very beginning of the end of the Roman Empire. So we're seeing a lot of changes happen in that 40-year period, yet slowly it comes up until that period, and then slowly it continues after that period. So we're seeing a lot of changes happen, and we recognize that. We see that within our own world all the time. We know that 9/11 was a time where everything changed all of a sudden. But we know there's a whole history behind that. Another thing we were talking on Tuesday night, another major change happened in our country.
on the election of 2000. That's probably, we can trace all our great division all the way back to that. Major thing that happens that maybe had a history behind it. And we see that over and over, that history comes and then all of a sudden there's a major change and then things go a different way. And we're seeing that also in the Bible as well. I mean, in the story. And so we're recognizing it, and especially for this time, because we go back to that message, God's promises always come true, but they only come true in God's time. And the Lord and the scripture is telling us and asking us today, are you ready? Are you getting ready for what the Lord has in store for us as we go forward? And so as we look at that, we also see some of the issues that we're dealing with in our own world, especially within our own church. As you know, there's this great division in our church. And really what the division is between an older style of Catholicism, more traditional, that's a better way of expressing it, more traditional style of Catholicism that was rooted in personal holiness, getting ready into eternal life, and the change that comes out of Vatican II, which is building on that, but engaging with the world and sending out that message of calling people to come to experience Christ. And those two messages are clashing, but when we look at them, we see that as Vatican II calls us to do, to be willing to go out and preach the message that Christ is alive. We're not like just living among ourselves. Christ is alive, and engaging people so that we all may work to be ready when Christ is coming. And so here we are at the second Sunday of Advent. And on the second Sunday, the message that the liturgy is calling us to do is asking that question, are you ready? Are you ready for what the Lord may have in store? Are you ready for what's coming? Now, there's something else that I wanted to note as well. John the Baptist, we see that in the Bible. John the Baptist is coming out and he's preaching. And people are, you know, he spoke like a feral child. He would have been intense, because essentially he was. He was brought up in the wilderness. So he spoke with this rather intense, strong intensity. But as people are listening to him and as people are hearing him, they're talking about John the Baptist and all the things going on, don't forget, at the same time, life was happening. People were waking up, going to work, people getting married, people were dying, people getting ready for one thing or another. All these things were going on normally. If you were standing there talking to John the Baptist or he was listening to one of his talks, you could probably look over there and see the market happening, as it always was, and people doing the market. So daily life was going on all the time, as daily life is always going on all the time. But again, if you can step back and see that big 40-year period, you see, despite all that, there is a radical change coming that'll happen within 40 years. The Romans will come in, and you'll have Masada, and the Jewish state will not exist again until 1948, when Israel is completely restored. And then you see some of the issues with that. You see that major change, and you're seeing, as I said, this whole change in understanding of who we are as human beings, and that is spread to the whole world. All begins with this whole timeline of God, and in the midst of it, while everything else is going on normally, the Lord is asking, are you ready?
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, I'd like to extend to you, as I always do, a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every single Sunday. That's our chanted Mass, by the way. So if you are looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about how to go about trying out, so to speak, if we use that term, St. Anthony and Allston, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. What I'd also like you to consider is you may come to church and say, well, you know, I'm not ready to put anything in the collection yet. I'm not making a commitment yet. I just want to come to experience Mass at St. Anthony in Allston. Here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. when the collection basket comes around, you know, you may want to do as the old saying goes, may not want to do as the old saying goes, hands hanging, just want, well, I don't want to look like I'm not contributing. So write the word radio on a piece of paper, because what you're doing is you're contributing by your presence, and you're showing us that you want to experience and come to understand whether or not St. Anthony Parish will be your parish. So just write the word radio on a piece of paper and put that in the collection basket. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston. If you put it in any other parish or church, people are going to go, what in the world is this all about? So what's this radio stuff? So anyway, just do it at St. Anthony Parish in Alston. And if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to experience Sunday Mass at St. Anthony, remember, this invitation is for you. So come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 10 o'clock a.m. Mass any Sunday at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. You know, one of the things I always like to remind people about what the church is, the call of the church, we're called to be the John the Baptist of the second coming of Christ. And so that message that we see with John the Baptist calling people to be ready, that's our message too. And so we're seeking to be ready too. But you know what? One of the things I'm going to be focusing on next week is that understanding that we're called to lead people to know the love of Christ more than anything else. And that's an important focus. Well, I'll talk more about that next week. But remember, we're also here every single Monday through Friday. So we'll be here tomorrow talking about the other themes we talk about. So that'll be tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.